This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe v. Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A Staten Island ShopRite employee is under arrest for attacking former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on Sunday. Police say Daniel Gill, 39 years old, slapped Giuliani on the back while he was handing out flyers at the store. Gill is facing a second-degree assault charge for hitting a senior citizen. Giuliani was at the ShopRite, stumping for his son Andrew Giuliani's run for governor. The Colorado Avalanche won hockey's Stanley Cup Sunday with a 2-1 victory on the road against two-time defending champion Tampa Bay Lightning. Forward Mika Rantanen on KUSA 9 in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, it's surreal, you know. That's what you dream of when you watch hockey when you're 5 years old and just dream about playing in the NHL, and you never really like think about winning it until it's actually there, and it's hard to describe. I'm so happy.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thousands affected by a deadly earthquake in eastern Afghanistan last week are in need of clean water and food and are at risk of disease. An Afghan health ministry official said on Sunday, a United Nations agency warned of a cholera outbreak in the region. The United States Football League is down to their final game of the season. The championship game between the Birmingham Stallions and the Philadelphia Stars will be played in Canton, Ohio, Sunday afternoon. President Trump in Mendon, Illinois, over the weekend.
I promised to nominate judges and justices who would stand up for the original meaning of the Constitution and who would honestly and faithfully interpret the law as written. We got almost 300 federal judges and three great Supreme Court justices confirmed to do exactly that. And thanks to the courage found within the United States Supreme Court, this long divisive issue will be decided by the states and by the American people. That's the way it should have been many, many years ago, and that's the way it is now.
President Trump cut his Save America rally short Saturday night due to inclement weather. Before leaving, he denounced the damage President Biden and Democrats have done to the country. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Too often, we don't know what we don't know. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and brand new from the court. They have decided for a former high school coach in the prayer case. I'll tell you, it's an interesting time right now. Of course, that decision was a 6-3 decision, and it would appear that the Supreme Court, and you've got to thank Donald Trump at the end of the day for all this, that they are deciding in favor of issues of faith heretofore, which have been denied. Whether we're talking about what happened in, I believe it was Maine, where, parents were being denied the ability to have educational money be assigned with their children if they attended a parochial school. And the Supreme Court says, no, that's not good. Where the kid goes, the money goes. And then we had, of course, Roe v. Wade, and now this one here with this high school coach that has been in the news for a number of years. This was the coach that was praying on the 50-yard line by himself and had to go and be decided by the Supreme Court. And it seems that Bremerton High School is going to have to change their ways. And perhaps that means a good sign for people across this country. With us right now to talk more about these and the other issues is Phil Hotzenpiller. He is the founder and president of American Faith. Phil, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. Good to have you on the air, too, and join you in this time. Yeah, it's really interesting right now, fascinating, actually, to see all of this happening at the crossroads of all the ideological idiocy that we see in government today. And to see the protests right here in California, we're probably arguably the most liberal state in the nation. New York might argue with us, but we're right there with them, and yet they're protesting about abortion, and yet it's going to be so legal here that this is going to be the haven for abortion, but they don't even have a clue what this means. This abortion, they're fighting battles that don't even exist, and yet at the same time, think about the number of abortion clinics that are going to close over the next 60 days.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, and the thing, it's an appointed time, isn't it, Phil? It's an appointed time.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I actually, yesterday, my message, I'd love you to listen to it, but I talked about, you know, this is a jubilee year. So Leviticus 25 tells us that every 7 times 7, 49 years is a jubilee year. And then the 50th year, you celebrate the Jubilee year because 7 is a sacred number. Mm-hmm. Well, it's really interesting when you begin to kind of take that apart and look at it, how things are coming together in this time of setting free, release, newfound victories. And then I kind of dug into the Hebrew. I won't do that now, but dug into the Hebrew to show what the actual meaning of this year. This is the year 5782 in the Jewish calendar, and the significance of that and what's happening today. So, yes, God is on the move, things are happening, and people should be very encouraged.
You know, all things Hebrew really grabs my attention, so that's unfair that you would tempt me with that and move on and want to get on with other things. Because, see, this is the thing, again, that God had brought to my mind is we're looking at, okay, why now? You know, 49 years later, and I saw this. I mean, what I felt God was showing me is that this is the appointed time. There are times in life that we come to that crossroads to choose life or death in, right? And this is significant. And so here's an opportunity for people to choose wisely. I was just talking with Terry Beatley earlier, who had a relationship with Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who is known as the abortion king, if you might remember. And before his passing, he became a man of faith. He repented of the abortions. I mean, I think Terry said at one point there's about 80 to maybe 100,000 abortions that he was involved in. He repented of that. She says that he's in heaven right now rejoicing. And that thought is quite redemptive because of the God of this world is so amazing, you know, because he's saying even at this time, at this appointed time, come. Come, let me take this garment, this veil of shame that you've been carrying with you for 49 years, 63 million deaths that we know of. There's, of course, the science has said that there's another 40%, Phil, that have died as a result of mail-in abortion pills. So, and going back to what you said earlier, look, if people want to choose death, you know, God told us early on, you know, thousands of years ago, this is what you're going to choose. You're going to choose between life and death. But you want life. Life's the best answer. But there's going to be people today, even as we bear witness to this, that are going to choose death. I mean, Ocasio-Cortez comes out and says, well, you know, women are going to die, you know, because of this. Well, babies have been dying. You know, 63 million babies have been dying. Yes, women have been dying for botched abortions. What kind of, you know, this just only further emotionalizes and gets in the way of the appointed time for people to be redeemed and to get, you know, get themselves together and to resolve this frustration and shame they've been dealing with for many years, Phil.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, let me go into jump into this Hebrew a little bit because I can do this fairly quickly, and I think it's going to be powerful. It is absolutely, you know, the Jubilee is called basically a liberty that's proclaimed, and then it will kind of a high point in October 4th and 5th with the Day of Atonement. So I really believe we're going to see something very significant happen in October. Now, when you say the Hebrew, Hebrew letters have three different values. They're very different than English. They have a phonic sound that we can relate to, but they also have a numerical value. And so each number, that's why like the number 666, it's a number of man, put three of them together. It's the ultimate man rebellion against God. All right. So then a third, a prophetic picture or a sign. And this is another thing English doesn't have. So Hebrew is pictographic in that it has more meaning than simply a letter, as the English does. So the year is 2022, and the Jewish calendar is 5782. So if you take each one of those numbers and find out what is their numerical value, and do they have a prophetic picture or sign? So the first number, 5, means behold. 7 is crown or weapon, and then 8 is life, and then 2 is house. Of course, this is the word Bet, which is where you can know the word Bethel. So Bethel is the house of God, okay? Now, the number 5782 together is the word which means awaken, all right? Now, what is the prophetic word from that? Do I got time to do this before we break?
Well, we've got we're coming down to about 40 seconds. Do you want to just pick up on and finish it up on the other side? This way we're not rushing into something, because you've got us all on the edge of the seat, on the edge of our, I would say, on the edge of our Hebrew seat here, because this is hugely significant. Again, it all relates to what we were talking about earlier, and that this is the appointed time that has been put before us. And for those of us that have ears and eyes to see and hear, boy, get ready for a blessing that's going to knock your socks off, ladies and gentlemen. More from Phil Hotzenpiller right after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Yeah.
See, Stevie Wonder in his song really speaks of the frailty and the aspiration of humanity. You know, we all try to do it within our own power, right? And we fall so short continuously. But God told us that this was going to be happening. Okay, you want an earthly king? You're going to get earthly stuff. You're going to get temporal results, temporal ideas. You want a godly king? Hey, I'm the guy who created it. It's all my fault. I put it all together here. But no, Phil Hudson-Pillar, we want an earthly king, even though God warned us of what would happen. And here we are living out the nightmare that God had predicted and then for the children of Israel and every other nation that has followed suit, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. And I think as we think about prophetically how things work, let me just give a quick review. Hebrew letters.
And Phil, real quick here, if I can interrupt you, only for some people, when we talk in terms of the prophetic, most of this audience who follows us and, of course, listens in when you're here because they go, okay, we got Phil Hudson-Pillar. This is a regular date that we have on most Mondays by the grace of God. Phil has carved out this time to come on. And this is an appointed time when he is here. And most people who respond to this appointed time get it. But there are some people who join the show, and maybe they do so by accident. But they may think by accident. Little do they know that God brought them into the show. And when they hear the prophetic, oh, there's that Christian word. There's those Christian words again. I don't want them to be threatened by this. And if you can, just explain to them what the prophetic is and why God gave us this.
Okay, so I start with a presupposition with a belief, okay? And that is that God spoke to prophets of the Old Testament, and they wrote under inspiration of God. And we can confirm that by things that they said hundreds and thousands of years ago by cross-checking with history and how it lines up. So this is something that you can validate. And you can research. This is not whimsical. So, for example, when Isaiah the prophet 2,700 years ago wrote about Jesus Christ 700 years, okay, into the future, such detail could not be denied. And when you study documents of antiquity, which the Bible would be, you can also cross-reference other documents and writings of antiquity and confirm when Isaiah wrote, what he wrote, and then you look fast forward to Jesus, and there's no way that a human being, it's statistically impossible for a human being to fulfill those prophecies. So when we talk about the prophetic, we're not talking about something weird. We're talking about something that you can read and verify. So in the Hebrew, there's three different values. There's a phonic sound like English. But there's also a numerical value. That means the Hebrews assigned numerical numbers or values to their letters. And then there's a prophetic picture, so it paints a story. And this is true of any pictographic language like Japanese. It's not it's not as narrow as English, for example. It's broader. So when we look at the year in the Jewish calendar, which is 5782, has a numerical value of words that mean the five is behold, seven is crown or weapon, eight is life, and two is death. Then if I look collectively at 5782, it means awaken. All right, so now if I put that together into a prophetic picture, I could say the year 5782 means the house of God is the crown or weapon of God about to be awakened.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's pretty powerful. So now remember, I didn't read into this. I just took the numerical value and I painted the picture in a sentence. That's all I did. Now, so what do I see happening? I see there's a prophetic shift. Now, I said this year is significant because it's called a Jubilee year. That is, it's 49 years. In the 49th year, God declares Jubilee that will be celebrated in the 50th year. And so in the 49 year, there is going to be a breaking down of injustice and a forward motion of liberty. So here's what I see. I see there's a shift in the atmosphere. I really believe that what this has done, it's given hope. The Supreme Court decision has given hope to people who have been pretty downcast, even in a world where we've come through this pandemic discouraged, defeated. But I believe there's a shift. Why is there a shift? I believe that the principalities and powers, this would be evil forces, have been stripped of their power of death. Remember, we've just taken away a major sacrifice in America, that is abortion, all right? So I also think we're going to see a national revival begin. I think we're going to begin to, I think we're already seeing rumblings of it, but I think in October is the Day of Atonement. I think we're going to start to see things. We're going to see a massive wave of truth and righteousness coming on the land. I'm really declaring this. And it's going to lead to a major harvest of souls. So this is what I see from this year. Remember, it was Jesus who stood up in the temple, opened up the scroll, and read from the book of Isaiah 61. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to console those." He goes on to say, "I'm going to give you beauty for ashes, oil for the joy of mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." All right? I believe this is the season we're moving into. So I'm very encouraged. Our church is very encouraged, and all listeners should be very encouraged right now.
You know, Phil, Barna, George Barna, who you know as well, who's been on with us many times, has talked about the numbers of people, women particularly, that sit in the pews every Sunday in churches across the country who have experienced abortion. It's this silent scream and heartache that they've been carrying for a number of years. And the church has been hesitant to respond to this. In fact, sadly, I was at a church on Sunday where nothing was said about Roe v. Wade. And I wanted to scream, Phil. I wanted to stand up and scream. I could not believe it. Another church, barely mentioned it. Barely. And I'm thinking, you have got to be kidding me. Something as significant as this, but more than anything else, is that you now have women in the pews of Sunday's churches that are aching and going, you know, they're looking for redemption here, and the church has the power, has that healing balm, if I might put it in Christianese terms, to heal these heartaches, not only for the women, but for the men. And I'm excited to see the movement of God that's taking place and that will empower these churches who were one time meek, who are now going to stand up with boldness and courage in the name of healing in Jesus' name.
Well, let me tell you what I noticed. I posted.
Okay. We got a minute and a half left, and I'm going to let you have it all. Go ahead.
Okay. So the churches that did not stand during the lockdown are the same churches that aren't speaking out about this issue of Roe v. Wade. And it's because they don't have courage. I posted on our church, and I posted on my personal about Roe v. Wade, and the thread of people listing all the churches that never mentioned it. And I went back and cross-checked them. And if I called out the names of those churches, many listeners would recognize them. None of those churches were open. In fact, they stood against the churches that did. And none of those churches spoke about abortion because guess what? They're probably in favor of it, or they don't want to hurt their attendance. And this is the day we're living. We're living in the day, not of the believing church, but of the conforming church. And there's going to be a remnant,
exactly.
A remnant rise up.
What are these churches going to do, you know, like even countries are going to do, when God liberates them and truly opens up the door to freedom and takes those chains away? We've got 10 seconds left, Phil.
Well, I think you go to Revelation. God says, "He's putting out the light in a lot of churches. He's taking the candles away."
Amen.
That's what's happening.
Bill Hudson,
okay.
Bill. Thank
we
you,
are
Phil.
Running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats continue to attack the Supreme Court and the Constitution over their Roe v. Wade responsibility handoff to the states. Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, on ABC News.
They have burned whatever legitimacy they may still have had after their gun decision, after their voting decision, after their union decision. They just took the last of it and set a torch to it.
Russia is set to default on its foreign currency sovereign debt after bondholders reported the Kremlin missed two payments late Sunday. This is Russia's first foreign debt default since 1918. More than 4 months after she was arrested at a Moscow airport for cannabis possession, American basketball star Brittany Griner is to appear in court Monday for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial in Russia. We are USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to be talking about the 2022 Men's Health Survey with Jeremy Tipton. He's a healthcare expert and senior vice president with Aflac. And, you know, let's put it all in perspective here, guys. You know, we all procrastinate from time to time. But when it comes to our personal health, men are putting off visits to the doctor and dentist at an alarming rate. June is Men's Health Month. And joining us today is the healthcare expert, Jeremy Tipton, as I said, of Aflac, to share findings from this new survey that shows how men need to step it up when it comes to their own healthcare. Jeremy, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me again.
Well, great job on this survey. What are the key takeaways that we need to make note of?
Well, a lot like last year's survey, we're continuing to see that men are pressing snooze on their physical and mental health. Even with those new options out there, Bill, like telemedicine, virtual options, still less than half those individuals surveyed said they had their routine wellness exam within the last 12 months. One of the biggest emerging issues that we saw in the survey this year is that 75% of the men in the survey said they experienced some sort of mental or behavioral health issue within the last year, and many admitting that they've never really talked to anyone about it.
That's shocking. I mean, shocking in a sense that that number is so high. Not surprising, though, considering all that, you know, the American culture is dealing with these days, Jeremy.
No, it's absolutely true. And we're seeing a big generational gap there as well. Younger generations are reporting higher than normal mental and behavioral health issues. 80% of Generation Z and millennials in this survey said they had had some sort of mental or behavioral health issue within the last year. And what you're seeing, Bill, is as this starts to emerge, you're seeing companies like Aflac start to offer benefits on mental and behavioral health issues and try to promote wellness on this side of things as well.
Well, of course, in the news, more and more, the issue of mental health is coming into play. And in the conversation, no matter what you're talking about, whether it goes from, you know, gun control, just everyday cultural habits.
That's absolutely true. We're seeing it more and more.
So why are men not having routine checkups, Jeremy?
Well, I mean, being men ourselves, Bill, we know, we see challenges with talking to the doctor, going to the doctor, talking about our health overall. And there's probably many reasons why individuals delay that annual exam. One of the biggest numbers that we saw in the survey was 40% avoided going to the doctor because of out-of-pocket expenses or costs associated with going to the doctor, with 25% saying that they didn't have the insurance in place that they needed to be able to go to the doctor. But regardless of where those challenges are, what the reasons why are that they're not going to the doctor, it's really important to have these yearly checkups to prevent the serious and costly issues in the future or down the road.
I probably would think just right off the bat, Jeremy, there'd be a little advantage for those men. I say advantage, men who are married, because their wives will nag them to the doctor's office. You know, the single guys, hey, look at, if mom's not around to do it, you might get away with it a little bit more. But in my household, my wife makes sure. I think that's kind of telling. Maybe she wants me to stick around a little bit longer.
Well, that's a positive thing, Bill, if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. So I'd be curious to see, you know, the numbers. I don't know if you extrapolated them to see if those numbers differentiate between married men or single men.
Well, I don't have that survey data, but we did see that generational gap that I mentioned before, where the younger generations don't seem to really be going to the doctor and having the conversations about the challenges that they're actually seeing. But having said that, the survey itself did show that the significant others, again, are pushing the men in their lives. They are key influencers to get men to take that first step to better all-around health.
Well, we're talking the 2022 Men's Health Survey brought to us by Aflac, and Jeremy Tipton, who is the Senior VP with Aflac, is with us sharing his healthcare expertise. And look, we're sounding the alarm here, guys. We've got to step our game up. And, you know, we're not talking anything mysterious or anything that's, historical by no means, Jeremy. It's not like somebody's got to, you know, walk on water to get to the doctor here, right?
No, it's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. And if you look at the survey this year, we really tried to make the survey more holistic in approach. And so we looked at it from physical and financial well-being. And what we're actually seeing also, just to throw it out there, Bill, is we're seeing men don't like dealing with health, but they also don't like dealing with talking about their funeral or end-of-life expenses.
Yeah, exactly.
Many men are saying they'd rather do the worst of their honey-do list than to talk about life insurance or final expense. But from an overall wellness perspective, it's really important to do those regular checkups, but it's as important, if not more important, to have a plan on your future.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's interesting that it makes sense, though, interesting still, that, there's some, topics we'd rather not talk about. What else stuck out in terms of issues that men don't like to talk about, Jeremy?
Well, I think ultimately the biggest component that stuck out this year was the mental health and the behavioral health issue. What we're really finding is men don't understand what they actually have as well. It's really important for them to ensure that they review their insurance portfolio to understand what benefits they have and ensure their family is protected. They shouldn't let costs prevent them from going to their annual visits, and supplemental coverage is available to help with that. So it's important to make sure that men understand what they have and what they can utilize to make sure they're protecting themselves for the future.
You know, Jeremy, a theme that we've had on this show here recently that keeps cycling back is you don't know what you don't know. And the cost of what you don't know can be quite exponential. And so, you know, we appreciate you coming on the show and sounding the alarm here, because this is one of those glaring areas, especially as backed up by this study that's demonstrating that, look at guys, there are things that we don't know. And guess what? It'll hurt you more by staying in that zone that keeps you not knowing, as opposed to knowing to do something about it, even though it might be a little bit difficult. But it's okay. I mean, you know, for men, Jeremy, that do step out of, you know, the traditional numbers, did you get any idea of what they're doing differently than other guys?
We really didn't. I think the component here is that we all need to look at is when insurance companies and companies that are providing wellness benefits are doing that and paying for those wellness benefits, there's huge benefit from a cost perspective for not only the insurance company but also the individuals to really make sure they're going out and getting these wellness exams done. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I will say, when I worked for a company and we had, you know, a pretty large staff, you know, I saw where leadership came in and reminded people, hey, look at, you know, this is already paid for. It's part of the program here. Take advantage of it. And so leadership can go a long way in some of these organizations to make sure that men are following up, because, like you said, in some cases, this stuff is already covered. The only thing that you're going to invest here is your time, and it's not an issue of money, right?
Right. It's not. And knowing that those out-of-pocket expenses and the cost associated with not getting that preventative care is really important to both the individual and to the insurance companies that are out there. More importantly, again, knowing what the future holds, knowing what you have in your portfolio to protect you against some of these challenges, really the important part that men need to take away from this survey.
Exactly, and especially as we again realize, you know, fatherhood is key. It is so important. The family is counting on you guys. And look, we need to get outside of ourselves and do right and protect our families and be proactive about this issue. Jeremy, cannot thank you enough for coming on and sharing this survey results with us. As we wrap things up, we've got about 30 seconds. What advice would you give to men who are not taking their health care seriously? Number one, and number two, where can they go for more information?
Number one is review that portfolio. Get an understanding of what you have available to you in your current insurance portfolio. Ensure your family's protected, both life and health. And again, those significant others out there, wives, spouses, mothers, please push your men to take that step for better all-around health. You can go to aflac.com/men's health for more information on this survey. And I appreciate the time, Bill.
Jeremy, you're awesome. Thank you so much. Jeremy Tipton, healthcare expert and senior VP with Aflac. Have a great day, Jeremy.
You too.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement
settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Lots of rejoicing here, I got to tell you. I am so excited. I'm so excited about what God has done. You know, we have been praying for a long time about repentance,
yes,
revival,
yep,
redemption, and here we are. This appointed time, what the Supreme Court has done for this country, and dare I say the world, it has reminded us that, good triumphs over evil, and that God's premise of the choices, the binary choice that is before us, and it's before us at this very moment, you know, whether you choose life or death. And he's clear to tell you, life, that's the best choice. And so here, in a sense, we've got a reset button that's not done by Klaus Schwab or any human factor, but by God himself hitting the reset button for those he has sanctified. And it's for, those of us to appropriately respond and not miss out on this appointed time, right?
No, that's exactly right. And I think that we're hungry for truth. We're hungry to receive what is happening right now. And even, as you and I talk about movies and such, it may seem ancillary to the bigger discussions, but they're not, because they really do inform our worldviews, our beliefs, our ideas, our behaviors. And we had another weekend in which Top Gun was the number one movie at the theater, and Pixar's Lightyear was off 65%. And, it's a small sample size, to be sure, but I think it's one that says, we're tired of the philosophical and theological nonsense that's being served up by the other side. We're hungry for truth.
Well, to your point, is that after almost 30 days of pride, marches all across the country and the focus on Pride Month and everything, you would think if this was in the norm and people were responding to it and all the sacrificing to Baal paid off, that Buzz Lightyear's kiss that was, you know, went from here to infinity would have ignited a following, right?
Well, you would have thought so. But, I mean, it's been interesting to me that largely it's only conservative sites that have the courage to even allow a comment section anymore. You know, you won't find one on most of the big liberal news outlets, but I've been combing through the comments. And even on some sites that we wouldn't describe as conservative, I mean, it's almost 100% here's the reason. And you get all of these articles about, you know, from people in the mainstream media and the left scratching their head, oh, we don't know what the deal is. Surely it can't be just this thing with a few people on the right being hysterical about same-sex relationships, but it is. People don't want it rammed down their throats. We're tired. We're tired of the dogma. We're tired of the propaganda. And I'm hopeful that, you know, we're seeing evidence of some change in this country.
Well, I think so, because look at what we've done. It's been a grand experiment. Okay, how's it working out for you?
Right.
And people are realizing the fruitlessness of it all. And it's like, look at you're free will agents. If you want to go and jump off the roof and go kill yourself, and you know, God bless you. I mean, that you know, all I can do is warn you that before you hit, it's going to hurt. You know, and you may end up killing yourself. Worse yet, you may vegetate yourself. So how's that going to work? But you know, whatever. You know, it's your free will agents to do as you darn well please. As much as would count on me, I'm just going to tell you and warn you beforehand because God commands me to do this.
Right.
And here we are. I mean, you've been confused for a long, just as you said. I mean, we're so gender confused. There's a university up in Northern California, I believe, that offers 70 different options now and growing. Oh, come on. You know, this is absurd. And, you know, and in fact, recently I spoke with a company, you know, that was interested. They wanted me to come and work for them. And I told them, I said, I couldn't work for you. And they said, why? I said, because I am not pronoun sensitive. That kind of stuff drives me crazy. I'm just about, you know, developing and growing businesses. I don't want to get caught in the minutiae of me using the wrong pronoun, and all of a sudden I'm going to get my guts turned inside out when I'm only guilty of wanting the best, even for that pronoun-sensitive person. But I'm not going to get caught up in that stuff. I know that that's a non sequitur for me. That's a round peg in a square hole. That's not where God wants me to be.
Right. And I think that where God does want us to be is in relationship with people. And I think that unlike the scorched earth approach that we see on the left, that if you don't, you know, swallow and affirm our entire agenda in toto, so to speak, you know, you are dead to us. You are verboten. You are, you know, the persona non grata. Jesus calls us to be in relationship with people with whom we share the same beliefs and with those we don't. I mean, it's all over the gospel. And so
to a degree, Adam. Yeah,
sure.
We're not to cast pearls before swine, so to speak.
Well,
I mean, God doesn't
want
us wasting our time, right?
No, that's right. But where I was going to go is that most of us probably have a relationship with a handful of people that we have an opportunity to love and influence over time. Because like you were saying with the how's it working out for you, I think we've got to be in a long game mode, right? Because it takes time sometimes for people to literally to wake up. You know, let's go from woke to awake, right? To realize, man, I'm in the far country. I'm eating pig slop. I don't want to be here. It happened to me in college. I had a moment of realizing I'm in a place I don't want to be, and this is not the person I want to be. And God had brought people around me for that moment. And so what I'm saying is that we can be called to be those people. And so even just praying, Lord, who do you want me to love, to pay attention to relate to be in a relationship with, that even if they disagree with me, maybe it's somebody at work, maybe it's a neighbor, over time they have the opportunity to see that there's something real. You know, the left has adopted the slogan, love wins, which is a a pro-LGBT slogan, I would like to take that back, because I do think love wins, mm-hmm. but not in the way they're talking about, that when we love in proximity to those who don't know Jesus long enough, eventually they're going to have a crisis and they're going to say, who do I trust? Who can help me? Whose life is worth imitating? And they may come to us at that moment.
Yeah. You see, we don't necessarily have to reapprehend. We just need to acknowledge that their love, small l, is phileo love. It's not agape love.
Right.
Agape love is the God love. That's the love that we believe in. The one that surpasses our human failings, our human shortcomings, that only comes from God. And that's what is mysterious and magnificent all rolled into one. Because that's when you find yourself loving the unlovable, right? And you know it's not you, it's only God's grace through you that allows you to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, in college I had a very difficult conversation with a close friend who was not a believer. And at one point he said, so if you think that I'm going to hell, why are you still in relationship with me? That's a really good question, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that. And just being close enough and walking with people, and it doesn't mean we have to water anything down. We don't have to, you know, in any way be untrue to what we believe. We just need to walk it out next to them in a way that's winsome, you know?
Exactly. Well, it's because at this moment you still have options.
Right.
But there will be a time when you don't have options.
Sure.
It's been defined for you.
Yes, that's true.
You know, that's why we were talking about. That's why we're talking about right now. You know, this day, the theme has been our appointed time. I mean, why would God right now, in the 49th year of Roe v. Wade, all of a sudden this thing's being turned on its head and all this stuff is coming about, and we have an option now to choose life, and where life is now given a voice again? Why now? And Phil Hotzenpiller had a great presentation on this, and you need to listen if you didn't get a chance to hear his breakdown of this is the year of Jubilee and what happens. And it's interesting. You used awakening, and he in the definition in the pictorial demonstration of the Hebrew, because Hebrew comes in pictures as well as words and numbers.
Right.
Awakening is a big part of this. So there is a grand awakening and an answer to prayer, Adam Holtz, that God is opening the door for us. I think
Amen.
This is an exciting time. I am excited for this. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's our job to continue to pray, to continue to be faithful, to continue to look for opportunities for the gospel, and to continue to understand that these battles that have been won, you know, with the Supreme Court obviously overturning Roe v. Wade on Friday, but the one this morning, too, that just got handed down.
Yes, exactly. Well, we've had three.
Liberty.
We've had three. We had the decision up in Maine that now allows parents there to take the money that was earmarked for a child going to a Catholic school or a school other than a public school. And so that's a big. So we've had three key religious victories now from the Supreme Court. I mean, this is awesome.
Right. But it's not the time to relax. It's the time to double down with our prayers.
Well, and it's also a time to come alongside those, especially those affected by abortion and that are emotionally engaged in this situation for all the wrong reasons. And, you know, this is where you love the unlovable, where some would say, just like your friend, if you think I'm going to hell, why are you bothering with me?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Because, you know why? Because I was going to hell and God bothered with me. He sent
his
son.
Exactly. Oh, I love that, Bill. That's great.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
We are just so blessed on so many levels. And may that blessing be received fully in all its fullness for you. Adam Holtz, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at